This is Robert Monroe, and welcome to another Explorer session. This time, we return again to the Explorer known as ROMC. We bring you this one to illustrate the type of profound dissertation we've often encountered. It is also a demonstration of the most effective technique for opening communication once the channel, as it were, has been carefully cleared or tuned. We begin after some 20 minutes of such preparation, where ROMC is finding it difficult to still control her vocal cords.
I got a funny, it's like a funny thing sort of happening. It's I've never had anything like this happen. It's like I'm supposed to ask a question or showing different dimensions of the self. And it's like I'm supposed to ask a question and then someone will come through and answer it. Sort of a strange sort of feeling, but what they're trying to show is the levels of consciousness where I can be a part of something, I can be observing it, and also the ability to for them to work through my channel, and for me as well to be able to speak through this focal box, just to show me that I'm not completely out. And I keep getting a question. I just hear the question, and I don't know why. Who's picked the question, but it seems like a tough question to me. I just hear the question, like, what is the nature of reality? I don't know who's giving me that question, but I don't know. I would start with an easier question, but it's there, so I'll ask the question. The question just keeps, I can see it just going across, and I can I could hear it. I'm just supposed to ask it. Okay, I'll just say the question. What is the nature of reality? The question regarding reality is a most important question to deal with, even though it might seem trivial in the mind of this channel. We are dealing with this question and have asked her to bring through the question so that she can understand more fully the purpose for which she exists. A reality, first we shall say, is a word which is created in the mind of a man. Therefore, because it is a word that is created, the word itself is one step out of its own aspect, which means that that which is not of the original is not what is considered reality. That which the eye can see would not be a reality because it is one step beyond the created, which is therefore a reality is that which is conceived in a pure state of consciousness, and it is not that which is perceived by the eyes and the senses of man. Therefore, upon the earth level, there are millions of realities that exist because a man creates what he considers reality, and it is only an image of that which is conceived in the original state. This is why there is much confusion in the earth level, because there is confusion as to the true nature of reality. Therefore, there is confusion as to existence and as to words which you consider important. There is confusion as to what is truth. I point this out because when man thinks that he is dealing with reality, he is merely dealing with shadows of a thought, and therefore often it is the unreal nature of the truth. And the truth, in essence, is that which is a part of the consciousness within man. However, there are few who are in touch with the true nature of their pure state of consciousness. Most levels of human existence are on the operation level of the senses of what is conceived through the sight and sound, and what is experienced in the outer level. Therefore, this means that most humans are one step beyond reality. And this is why there are many who have drawn around themselves a closed-in area where reality is quite narrow. And this is why there is a retardation in most of the souls of the earth level, those who are out of touch with true reality. As a soul is in touch with its true levels of consciousness, there are no boundaries, and the boundaries that man has created have become his own prison and has kept man from truly experiencing the nature of his true consciousness. And by going deep within the levels of his true nature, does man get into attunement with true reality, and therefore the experiences which this soul has had in going into various levels of consciousness are levels of reality, and they are unusual to this soul, and therefore often seem unreal. And we know that the question has been in her mind as to the nature of reality, because often the experiences are beyond the limits of that which has been experienced up to this point, the experience of touch, sight, sound, and the senses on the non-reality level. And therefore, once the soul begins to get into contact with other levels of the nature of reality in its pure state, it seems that things are unreal. And we have brought this question, and we have brought this soul into the experience of seeing into various levels of her existence so that she might be aware that which she has thought was the real world is merely a shadow of that which truly exists. The earth and many of the aspects of the earth, that which is the physical, has been created in the minds of the creators. And the creators are on many different levels. And most of what has been created on the earth level is in its second state of existence, and therefore it, as I have said, is one step beyond reality, and therefore there are other steps that get further and further away from reality, and as a soul gets further and further away from its true nature into realms of that which the souls have created, thinking that it is real, then the souls are stepping into their own thought forms and surrounding themselves with these thought forms, which are merely capsules of the extension of the real. This is a difficult discussion, but we are trying to point out and show this soul as we are discussing. We are showing pictures of that which we are presenting, that it might be more understandable. We want this soul to realize that the real is that which exists within the consciousness level, and the real is not only that which exists, but of that which is truly experienced in the first, shall we say, that which is experienced in its first phase. That which is experienced in a second phase is that which has stepped one step beyond a reality. Therefore, many who live on the earth level are living one step out of reality, because many are living in the false thought forms that have been created around them, the false thought forms that they have not only had created around them, but which have been put into their consciousness. It is extremely important for souls that want to get in touch with the true nature of reality, to get in touch with the true nature of their own being, to get in touch with the true nature of their higher self. This means that a soul in search of reality, in search of experiencing the true nature, must drop all thought forms that have been penetrated into the mind, and work to go within the pure levels of thought. The pure levels of thought are pure levels of energy, and energy thought forms that are in the pure state carry a great amount of the type of energy that flows in a rapid state of vibration, so rapid that the soul that operates in this pure state of thought can create most unusual circumstances, and therefore can be in complete control of their own soul universe. Each soul is a universe in itself with the highest levels of energy, but most souls on the earth level, because they have been so penetrated and blocked and closed in with false thought capsules and unreal aspects of the nature, are held down from the pure energy flows. And therefore, we say that the true purpose of all souls in the earth body, on the earth level, is to get into touch with the true nature of self. And therefore, by getting in touch with this true nature, the soul is in touch with the true nature of reality. The earth has created many frictions around it, because the thought forms created from the beginning of the earth, the thought forms that man has brought have been left surrounding the earth, of that which is passed down from century to century in the form of all the institutions of a thought in all levels. As it is passed down, it loses its energy and it gets further and further away from the original reality. And therefore, as all of this, these false thought forms hover within the minds of man and around the earth, it creates a stale atmosphere, and therefore many souls that walk the earth now and that allow themselves to live in this stale atmosphere of false realities are going to be locked into a level of consciousness until they see that they cannot live in these false realities that are penetrating from within and from without. And we are telling this soul and showing this soul so that she knows that what she is experiencing is an important level of her own reality. Also, we say that there is often the question of a differentiation of information that comes even from beyond the earth level, and we say that information is received continually through various channels, and each channel is a reality in itself and is in touch with a level of reality which is made up of other beings with their own reality levels, and therefore there are many confusing thoughts that not confusing we shall say conflicting thoughts that are brought into the earth level from various levels of consciousness, but we say that even though information that comes through, even as I am bringing information now, it is coming directly from my level of consciousness into the level of consciousness of this channel, and therefore this is also one step beyond reality. I am pointing this out because I have a level of reality which I experience, and there are many who will be working with this channel, and we all work on levels of our own reality, and there are those who work with us from other levels of consciousness, and these levels are important. However, I say, though, that reality is that which each soul must experience in its own pure essence, and therefore anything that I would say of which this soul would not be in tune with is out of tune with her reality. We work with souls on the earth level because we are trying to help souls to get in touch with their own realities. And it is as if two persons were in a discussion and were working together to help each other. Often there is a difference of opinion because there is a difference in personality and the natures of each being, but each being has the basic right to his or her own concept, and therefore we encourage this channel to be completely aware of the nature of reality and say that that which she is in touch with from her highest self is her reality. And there are many other realities that are working with her. And I work as well to come into the higher nature of my reality. And the purpose for working is that we all can grow into an understanding of the higher nature of self, the highest levels of light consciousness. And therefore, as I come, I bring my own reality, and I make it clear to this channel that we are working on different levels of reality, but we work in special vibrations, and say that it is up to her to accept that which her soul is in tune with, and to reject that which her soul is not in tune with. But the main thing that we want to point out is that often that which those on the earth level think is real is often the unreal, and that which the souls think is unreal is often the real. We are helping this soul to understand this, that she might more fully and completely accept these experiences of the travel into the deeper and the higher levels of consciousness. She is coming into touch with her own levels of reality, but we shall say that as the soul goes into the greater depths, the soul travels into levels where words, such as the word reality, are insignificant and have to be disregarded, because when a soul gets into a truly true touch with that which is a reality, there are no words that express this true level. There is only that which is called the knowing level, and that which is the experiencing level. And when this happens, the soul is in absolute attunement with the true nature of true essence of life. And at these levels, it is very difficult to put the experiences and the understanding into words. This is an important question which we have dealt with, because as we have brought this question out into the open, it is helping this soul to see more clearly and understand and feel that the true nature of her essence is in tapping into these levels of consciousness, which we are doing. We are traveling into many levels. And it is good that she questions, and now we have helped her to see that perhaps she is one step closer in understanding that which was not clear in her own mind.
And that was the end of the basic discourse, and now we will turn over to the other side to, in turn, have some questions answered. So flip your cassette over and start the other side now. help in the achievement of this knowing state.
Each soul, as a soul grows in understanding of its own nature, comes into flashes of knowing that which is real. And the most important way to go into the knowing state is to drop all preconceived concepts of what the world says is real. Man and each soul must go within to receive guidance continually, and it is important that each soul learn to follow what you call the intuition, which is beyond the mind. This is a high level of knowing, which is a very important and delicate part of human nature, because it is that very delicate channel, shall we say, that is the tie between the very highest self and that level of consciousness that the soul is opened out into at a particular moment in time. Of course, as you know, there is no time as you experience this. And in the time level, when the soul follows that very, very important aspect of this guidance, which comes from the knowing level, which you call the intuition, as the soul gets more in touch with this level and does not allow the mind always to try to think through and make decisions from the thought process, it is then that man gets into the knowing state. The mind is to be used for the specific purposes of helping the body work through the levels of consciousness while in the physical state. But that level which is most important to follow is that you call the gut level. And it is important always to learn to follow these most important feelings, which gets closer to that knowing level of existence, if you know what I mean, and I know that you know what I mean.
Yes. How can we strengthen those intuitive connections? Is there a way that we can perform?
The main way to strengthen is to follow. This is something must be done continually in every aspect of life. And trying too hard even to strengthen can be a problem, because again the mind is a full operation. The mind is the mind follows the intuitive level. Therefore, we say to keep the mind clear channel as often as possible, to use the mind for a pure concentration, and to use the mind for thoughts that are constructive is very good. To learn to concentrate and to get in control of the mind is important, because as man gets in control of the mind, then he is able to get the mind out of the way. And as the mind is out of the way, the intuitive levels can operate more fully. It is the great paradox of the nature of man, as you well know. And we find that if a man also would realize that the states of consciousness which are most important are not the waking states, as he thinks, but the other, many other levels which he is in touch with, the level of consciousness, which is the levels of experience that take place in the state when the self is most relaxed, is also a very important state. And there is much to be learned and experienced by man as he gets more in touch with these levels of what you call the dream state, and to understand more of the self through these states helps man to get more in touch with that intuitive nature. There are many aspects of a man that are working for him, and often it is the mind of man that works against his own nature. Therefore, we say that often one important thing for a man is to learn to just let go, let go and to relax and let all these true aspects of his nature come into their full being and full reality by getting in too much control of the body and doing too many of the mental exercises that can shut off some very special energy levels. Therefore, we say it is a good experience for man to do nothing, which is strange to say. But as man can learn to experience a nothing level, he is getting to that level where some of the false thoughts have been able to flow out of his mind. And at that level, there are some true experiences of his own nature. This is why some of the important experiences by those who have gotten into the levels of what you call meditation is important, because at these levels of what we shall say is the nothing level, it is the true level where man can't get in touch with those vital energies that are truly aspects of the higher self. It is a strange paradox to speak in these terms, but I think you understand the nature of what we are trying to describe.
Yes, but in terms of man's concept of what it is when he does, when he dreams, and he labels them dreams, what is happening to him at that time?
There are many thought forms that get embedded into him by strong emotions. These strong forms that are in his mental state are so often so strong by what we say are emotions that they are embedded in his subconscious, and therefore because they are embedded there, they must be released. And often, much of what man experiences that he does not want to face, most often, is his true self. And often these emotional, strong emotions, which are like capsules, this is one way to describe. Everything is real. The great reality of man are those thoughts that flow through the mind, that the thoughts that flow rapidly through the self, and the emotions which are a part of these thoughts. The emotions are a deep part of a man's nature. These emotions, which he does not understand and cannot handle, are put in, encapsulated into levels of consciousness. And therefore, it holds down many, many levels of energy. And it is very important that these capsules of emotional blockages become released. And as soon as the body and the mind is at rest, these emotional capsules start rising to a level where they come up and they just open out, and man can look at them from another state of consciousness. And as they come up from a very, very deep levels of consciousness and are opened out for him to see and to explore, often they are released. And when they are not released, they will come up in another form, in another visual image, and they will continue to come up until the strong emotions that are creating the energy blockages within the soul are faced and handled. And there are many souls who carry the same emotional blockages throughout a physical lifetime. And therefore, this is why there are certain dreams that reoccur often and often all through a life until certain emotions are handled. But because of the great complexity of man's nature, there are many different types of images that can come into his dream state. And therefore, there are those images which are important for him if the desires are there to know and understand something of what is to be, then it is possible for the soul to tap into a thought form of the future. And therefore, this is why there are many types of experiences during the dream state. However, once a soul has been able to purify and to continually release these capsules or the emotional molecules that are there. And some, of course, have many, many more than others, for various types of reasons. But the more a person is in tune with his higher self, and the more a person is in touch with the reality of his nature, the less it is important for him to have to have the certain levels of the dream state. Therefore, there are those beings on the earth level who, being in touch with their natures through the meditation states or the states where they are in touch with their consciousness levels and are able continually throughout each day to release
all emotional blockages instead of allowing these thought forms, emotional thought forms, to be pushed down when they are released continually throughout all levels of experience. They are not pushed down into the subconscious. And this is why there are those who, as they work with you, in this work are in touch with levels of their reality, and they are able to release these emotions and have experiences that help them to rise beyond what could be considered the petty emotional blockages. However, we should not say petty, because there are many, many, many souls who are controlled and completely locked into these certain levels of consciousness because these emotional thought forms hold them down to one level of consciousness. And those who are able to come through these levels can rise rapidly into greater realms of reality. There are those beings who, in stepping out even from the physical body, are still locked around the earth, locked into these thought forms, these emotional thought forms, which hold their consciousness level down to the earth. And these are what have been considered what you call the earthbound spirits, or those of which also are called the ghosts. They are merely these souls who have been so locked into or have allowed these emotional mental thought forms to be their existence, to be that which they are. They allow this to become their reality, and therefore these souls are locked into this state of reality, which is their state of reality at the time. It is a level of consciousness. They are locked here until more truth is revealed, until some aspect outside of their level of consciousness can help them to at least see and be released into another state. And this is why there are many things taking place within the human levels of existence, and all experiences are most important. But one of the most important is for the soul continually to be in tune with its own nature and to release all of the most emotional and mental thought forms that can be the binding factors that keep the soul from allowing the true energy to allow the soul to experience its own true nature.
Very, very good. I appreciate this. Why is there a need for the human to sleep? Why must he sleep?
It is very important for the human to sleep because of the whole nature of the level of the earth and the time realm. There is a magnificent creation of a rhythm, and as you know and understand, there is a complete rhythm of the soul and the self, and with each heartbeat, the very throb and very beat of human existence is a rhythmic process, and it is the sleep state is a part of this rhythmic process, and it is important, and it has been created in man's nature because man in his waking state is in a state where he often is not in touch with self. And this sleep state is a part of this rhythm of his nature. And it is in this phase of rhythm that he is regenerating the energy. And this is where he is getting in touch with levels. It is extremely important to sleep. The sleep levels are some of the most important levels. But as I had said before, those souls that get in touch with the higher self, the more in touch with their higher self, more they are in a different rhythm and are stepping outside of levels of time. Those souls that are in the rhythm of time, there is a certain beat and certain vibration in the time realm, and those souls that are most locked into this time realm have to vibrate at a certain level. And those souls that are more locked into the time level and are less in touch with the higher self have often to have more sleep. But as a soul gets into another vibration, the other rhythm, a higher rhythm, which is a more delicate and sensitive vibration, as souls get into these other higher levels of vibration, they step outside of different dimensions of time, and therefore this is why some souls are in less need of the sleep rhythm states than other souls, if this is understandable, and I know that it is.
Yes, that is what we suspected. One other thing, what is it that has taken place when we have a mental problem such as what we call insanity in an individual or a human? What has happened there?
Oh, there are many different aspects here, and each aspect is determined according to the nature of each individual. As you know, there are so many, many aspects even to each person and personality that there is not one set explanation for insanity levels. But let me describe to you that actually what you consider insanity, or shall we say what is called a mental illness, is often part of the healing process that this great rhythmic nature of man is fulfilling. There is healing that is an innate part of man's nature. And there are those souls that are so out of touch with the balance of their natures. There are different reasons for this, but as this happens, often a state in the mind will help to break down many of these thought forms that are creating tensions and friction. And what can be considered, in a sense of what you can say a nervous breakdown, is a breakdown of all of that which is confining a self. And therefore it can be a healing process, because in this process it makes a soul come into the understanding that something is completely out of balance, and when there is a great imbalance within the self between the emotions, the mind, and the physical, when each of these areas are at odds with each other, there is great friction that begins to set up in many of the lives of people, and therefore it breaks down at different levels. And as I say, can be a very much of a healing. However, a part of the problem on the earth level is that those who claim to be the healers are those who are often more out of touch with the nature of realities. The greatest healing process on the earth level is that energy which we call, and which you call, love. That is a great energy that is generated from one soul to another to help each other to keep a balance. And this is the greatest essence of healing.
Very, very good. I wonder if you have one final message for us, because our channel, I believe, will begin to need some rest pretty soon. Do you have one final message for us?
I have said much, and I feel that unless there are other questions, I will step aside. I do want to say that it is a great privilege to be able to work with you in this way, and to work with this channel. And as with everything on the earth level, the more we work together, the more pure will be our relationship, and we will grow together as well in understanding of many things. And it is a most honorable privilege to be able to come through, to be permitted to come through to work in this way. And there are others who say as well that there is great love surrounding, great energy and love surrounding this work which you do, because the basic motive is for the furtherance of mankind, for man, for individuals to reach into the higher understanding of self. That is your basic purpose, and this we know, and it is the basic purpose of those who work with you. And therefore we say it is a most delightful privilege to be a part of this work which is being done.
We are very, very grateful for the very rewarding help that you give us, and thank you so very much for it. We need it so much. And we are so happy that this will continue, and thank you for coming.
Oh, I feel pretty good.
What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been talking. I got tears rolling down my cheeks.
Why do you have tears?
Oh, I think that person that was there was so moved that his tears are starting to roll down my cheeks. I'm aware of some of, you know, the talking.
Well, some were starting.
I couldn't tell you what I said.
Some were starting. Well, there you have another Explorer tape, and some certainly very broad thoughts to ponder. It took us a little bit more than one playing of the tape to begin to understand some of the ramifications involved in this particular session. So I will be very interested in any comments that you have after you get to know it more thoroughly. And this is the end of this particular Explorer tape.